Do and better than County Carroll itself. If ever there was an example of how a few determined people can change the world around you, it's the Board of Trustees of the Carroll Library Board. Dorothy True, Joe Schneider, Maureen Forrester, and Charlie Purcell started this idea in 2005 and worked their way through all the, you know how red tape is, until today's event. They not only had the idea, they secured the funding for it, they did a great job, and you should be commended. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the originators of the Carroll Library. That was the Monday Council Club. We have three of their original members here today. Fran Moynihan, right here. Fran Moynihan. Phyllis Huntley. And Dottie Chatterton. Fran says you're what, your 100-year members? 40. Now, the task is not one they did alone. They had the help of the town board. I also wanted to let the public know that the town board was very instrumental in setting up the mechanism to secure the funds, to make sure we got the project underway. John Coyne, supervisor, could not be here today. We have Doug Ostrander, town board member. Ray Suttmeyer, town board member. Janice Schwarzenegger, town board member. And Richard Lorenz, town board member. Now, today is just a ceremonial groundbreaking. This is just the beginning of the project. We hope you're going to come back to our ribbon cutting ceremony when the project's done and the building is up. And that will be a very special event for the library and for the town of Carroll. Now, with that, I'd like to start some introductions, some people that were very helpful in getting this project underway. I'd like to begin with Assemblyman Pete Lopez's office. We have Tracy McKee. Tracy's here. And come on, Pete.
I just wanted to thank you all for having me here today. I know the Assemblyman was very sorry he couldn't be here himself. He would like to express his sincere support and congratulations for this project. Assemblyman Lopez would be thrilled to see the turnout here today and see the support from the Carroll community for the library. And he understands the importance of libraries for people of all ages. And I just want to share one of his favorite quotes that is applicable for today. And the road to knowledge begins with the turn of a page. So thank you.
The Senator's office and the Senator's office, Senator Jim Stewart, were very helpful in helping us with this project. From the town board level, John could not be here tonight, today, but his representative, Doug Ostrander, from the town board.
Thank you. I'm truly honored to be here in this spot talking about this, because my wife asked me on the way down, "You got a speech written?" I says, "No, I have some notes, but I don't need them. I do not need the notes. I feel very strongly about this project." I was originally on the town library trustee. I was fortunate enough to be asked to be a trustee, and I accepted the position, and it was a great. And I remember remember sitting with the group talking about funding, and it was just like pie in the sky. It was like an idea, you know. It was like, holy geez, you know, are we really going to do this or not? And I'll tell you, just like Bill said, that team got together and they were tenacious. They were just not going to let up. We kept saying, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and it did. And here we are, the groundbreaking. As a town board member and, you know, the deputy, I am the new kid on the block and I'm in the deputy already. But that's because nobody else wanted it. And, I just like to recognize some of the people on the board. And Maureen is the very quiet one. She doesn't like to give speech and all that. And she likes to stay behind the scenes. But don't get in her way. She wants to get something done. She's like, Charlie, she's going to get it done. Just make sure she knows it anyway. And that is the driving force, the leadership as the president of the trustees. She's very instrumental. We have Dot True, who has what we infamously I used to call her. She used to have a little black book. She had her connections, her guys. She's, I'll make the phone call. I'll call so-and-so, and she'd call this assemblyman, that senator, and this office, that office. But we got us into places to talk to people, so I always carried, thank Dr. for your little black book, you know. And we have Charlie Purcell, who's the wisdom, who's been onto the board and just given us all his advice and whatnot over his experiences with things. And he's always like the mediating force behind everything, you know. And it was really great. And we have our multitasking mom, is Jill Schneider, who has two children of her own, expecting a third, and she is the one that's been here and there and everywhere, and taking her engineering experience was able to drive a lot of that material and get us where we are today. And it's been inspiring to watch her work, but you never know where she's going. I'm going to be there. I need this. She sends us a list of things we need. We check them off. We get down there. And, you know, it's inspiring to see the people that put this whole task together. It's been really, really great. And Mary Warfeld was on the team, and she was very helpful with us in putting our heads together with all the heads prevailed, you know. But I'd like to also recognize a very professional team of people that the trustees were able to work with is Paul Mays and Megan Brennan, who just were the most professional. We had a lot of hiccups along the way. We had a lot of new kids, green kids on the block that didn't know anything about building or anything else like that, and promised things they shouldn't have promised. You know, politicians, you promise things, right? I don't know. I didn't know what I was doing. I ended up stepping on my toes until my bookkeeper told us we were wrong and whatever, but thank God for her, and we got it squared away. But thanks for the patience for a very professional organization. We didn't want to put them in a bad light, but they are truly very professional. They come in, they're organized, they come in, they come to a meeting, they explain to you exactly what's going on and where we're going and where we're heading, and it's a pleasure. It's an honor, really, to be working with a group like that. But, I don't want to make a long-winded speech. I did become a politician, but that's a long-winded. But I just wanted to congratulate all that team and everybody in this town, because this is going to be our library. And Director Deborah Kamicki, she has been inspirational in keeping this going and all the programs she creates. She's constantly going. Now she doesn't have to do tango lessons in the courtroom. We can actually do it in the real room over there and, you know, in our yoga classes and everything else. And I just want to congratulate the people in the town of this Carol for a great job and supporting this whole program. Thank you.
Dougie points out the importance of the Board of Trustees, but the person they funnel the work to is Deborah Kamicki, and she's done a great job getting this thing put together. Now, the new library is not only going to help the people who come to the library, it's going to help the entire town. And on behalf of the Chamber of Commerce, we have Claudia Zucker going to say a few words.
Along with thanking everybody that has already been thanked, the Chamber would like to point out that this is the only town in Greene County that will have a state-of-the-art library. We have always contended that Carroll is the center of the universe, the center of our town. And now we have this amazing draw, which will not only be good for the town, for people to move here, but for people who live here. So we want to thank you all, the committee, Deborah, everybody, our legislators, our town supervisors, we're just thrilled. So thanks.
Thanks, Claudia. Now, before we get to our next speaker, I just wanted to introduce some people who are down here today for this particular project. We have Mike Nijes from the Mid-Hudson Library System. He's the new director. Mike's been very helpful. And we have Linda Todd, who is, I got to make sure I get her title right, the New York State Division of Library Development. She oversees library construction, and Linda and I used to work together at the Carroll Durham High School, but she's also now very helpful to the town of Carroll and the library of Carroll, New York. And Linda, you want to say a few words?
I'd like to say hi, everyone. I don't have anything written down either because I have a lot of passion for this project. As was mentioned, I used to work at the Carroll Durham High School before I went to the state. And I have the opportunity there at the State Library and managing several grant programs. And to see things on a statewide perspective, the town of Caro should be so proud of itself today, because I don't see a new library being built very often. So maybe I've seen two or three in the last 3 or 4 years where they actually get to the point where they can do the groundbreaking. I mean, all of you in this room, everybody in the town should be very, very proud of themselves today. Having the advantage of seeing things statewide, I see what happens when an adequate library becomes part of a town. You then have a library that can do a lot more outreach services. We have libraries across the state that are not only having tango lessons in the library, but they're also doing a lot of things related to workforce development. They're tutoring people. They're helping people get their GEDs. They're helping people do their resumes. People are getting jobs as a result of services that are being offered by libraries. And it helps the economy, and it does so many good things for the town. As somebody mentioned, people will want to move here because you've got an adequate library. And I've seen this happen over and over again across the state. So I just want to thank everybody. Congratulations.
Thanks. You see the renderings up here for the new building, and those were designed by Paul Mays, our architect. And Paul's here today. Paul, do you want to come up and say a few words?
I'm sorry, I've got a cold, so I'll keep it short. And Maureen threatened the hook anyway, so we'll be quick. But, it is a great honor to be here today and to congratulate you as you reach this milestone. As a library architect, one of the great joys that I have is to get to go to different communities and learn about them and what their character is like, not just the architectural character and the context, but actually the community itself and the personality that you have. And I hope you'll indulge us as we've designed a building that we think tries to capture that character for you. This morning, I was posting some letters in the post office up Washington County, where I live, and the postman noticed the gold shovel lapel pin that I was wearing. He said, "Where are you going today?" And I explained that I was heading down to Greene County for a library groundbreaking. He said, "Wow, what a lucky community to be getting a new library." And we got into a discussion about how, yes, the community's lucky to be getting a new library, but the library's lucky to have such a great community as well. And we've seen it time and again. Locally, just a few examples from Saugerties to Middleburg, Gardner, different libraries we've done in the area where a great community can have a great library, and a great library can help beget a great community as well. So on behalf of Steve Rowland from my office and Chris Lesher, the structural engineer, we wanted to come down and personally congratulate you today for making this milestone, and we look forward to giving tours at the next milestone at the ribbon breaking. So thank you very much.
And now a woman who has not only brains but brawn as well to make this project enforced and make sure it got to completion here. I'd like to introduce Dorothy True.
I'm going to tell a little story. It's about a town, a little town. Once upon a time, there was a little town that had a teeny tiny library. The library could not hold another book. The people in town did not know what to do. So they went to the federal government for some help. The federal government said they would give them some money and allow them to borrow some money. Then the people in the town went to the state government, and they asked them for some help. The state government said they would help with some funds. Then the townspeople went to the county government and asked them for some help. The county said, "Yes, we can help you a little bit." Then the people in the town went to the town government and asked them for some help. The town said that they could give the library a piece of land to build the larger library. The people in town were so happy and they decided they had to do something too. So they had book sales, bake sales, talent shows, auctions, and lots of fundraisers. So with everyone's help, they finally built a new, larger library. After it was built, everyone called the town of Cairo the little town that could. This is a wonderful day. I want to announce that the Bank of Greene County has supported our community and helped our town to grow and progress. We are pleased to announce a match program to double the fundraising efforts for our new building. President Don Gibson has announced the Bank of Greene County will match any donation up to the amount of $5,000. Isn't that wonderful? This is a wonderful way to help us with our efforts to see our dreams come true and build a new library building that we will all be proud of. And we will have some forms, in case you want one, in the library. Thank you.
Go ahead. Okay, we're going to take the process outside now. We're going to do a ceremonial shovel, or groundbreaking ceremony with some gold shovels. I just wanted to note who's going to be holding the shovels because we have a limited number of them, but we have Tracy McGee from Assemblyman Lopez's office is going to be out there, Claudia Zucker from the Chamber of Commerce, Doug Ostrander from the town board, but we'd like all the town board members to be in the picture, Charlotte Purcell representing the Cairo Library Board of Trustees, Wendy Stewart, who is the secretary to the Friends of the Library, which helps with the fundraising part of this deal, Robin Diffendale, who works for the library, Augie Freeman, who's our construction manager for the new building, Harry Lennon, my colleague from the Greene County Legislature. Both of us speak very highly of the library process, and we support it from the beginning. Paul Mays, our architect, and then we have little Evan Schneider and the kids. We have some buckets with sand in them for them to also participate. And once we have that picture taken and we come back inside, there's refreshments in the library itself. The Vander String Quartet will play some more music for a while, and we'll come back and we'll talk things over. But we do appreciate you being here today. Let's go break some ground, get things started. Oh, and we're also going to have the raffle for our dollhouse, which has been donated for the library's fundraising purposes. We'll have that right after we come back in. Thank you.